Welcome to Brattleboro's Town Matters Podcast. This podcast is a quick look at what's happening these days in Brattleboro town government. I'm your host, John Potter, the town manager, broadcasting from the BCTV studios in Brattleboro, Vermont. Today, we're going to look back at the April 16th and April 25th Brattleboro Select Board meetings, and then I'll give you a summary of the agenda for the upcoming meeting on Tuesday, May 7th, along with a few announcements. So the board met on April 16th, and they approved four items on the consent agenda, 4-0. Bid awards for line striping and crack seal were on that consent agenda, as were accepting grants for two projects, Black Mountain Stormwater Scoping and a Fairground Road Sidewalk Improvement Project. Under new business, the board considered Connecticut River FERC relicensing. Staff recommended a letter to FERC on relicensing Connecticut River energy projects at the Vernon Dam that focused on improving recreation along the river, and that they do a cultural resources management plan with input from Abenaki tribal members, along with monitoring and control of invasive species and a report on water quality. After discussion, the board approved sending the letter 4-0. The only other matter on the April 16th agenda was a solid waste program update. Staff discussed our current trash collection procedure, a request for qualifications that had gone out, the proposal that we received for trash pickup, and also there was discussion on several focus groups that are being set up, as well as a survey that is currently up on the town website, brattleboro.gov. No motions were required for this item, and staff will return to the board at a future meeting after it gets feedback from the public on trash hauling options. The board also met on Tuesday, April 25th for a special meeting. Seven items were approved on the consent agenda, with one item removed and postponed to a future meeting. That item was Brattleboro appointments to the SEVCA Board of Directors. The approved items included liquor and tobacco license renewals, the annual financial plan submitted to Vermont Department of Transportation, and certification of road and bridge standards also submitted to VTrans. Three entertainment licenses, which were approved, the Hooker Dunham Theater and Gallery for Vermont Earthworks and for the New England Center for Circus Arts. And finally, on that approved consent agenda was a first and third class liquor license and annual entertainment license for Plated Restaurant and Bar. Under old business, the select board concluded its housekeeping by considering its rules of procedure, formerly known as rules of conduct. Staff discussed the updated rules based on the Vermont League of Cities and Towns model rules for procedure. After board discussion and a motion, they decided to adopt the 2024 Brattleboro Select Board's Rules of Procedure as amended, and that was passed 4-0. Next, the board considered the Local Emergency Management Plan for 2024, and they adopted this plan also by a vote of 4-0. Following that, the board accepted the quarterly fire department report after some discussion on EMS billing, mutual aid, a new program called Community Connect, and the morale of the department. The next item was setting an EMS response standard, and the board voted 4-0 to adopt the fire department's proposed response time policy. Finance staff then discussed the quarterly financial report, which is on track through three quarters of the fiscal year, and the board accepted the financial report as presented. The final item considered on the April 25th meeting was an FY25 budget process after action review, where the board discussed how budgeting went last year. They primarily focused on aspects of public engagement and provided staff with general feedback for putting together this upcoming year's process. The next select board meeting is a regular meeting scheduled for Tuesday, May 7th, at 6:15 in the Select Board meeting room at 230 Main Street or on Zoom, and the preliminary agenda is as follows. There are expected to be three items on the consent agenda, a tobacco license for Super 8 convenience store, a parade permit for the AIDS Walk fundraiser, and approval of the municipal finance yearly questionnaire. Under old business, the board will consider that item that was removed from consent at the April 25th meeting, which was Brattleboro appointments to the SEVCA Board of Directors. Then under new business, the Charter Review Commission is expected to join the Select Board meeting and give the Select Board an update on their work. That will be followed by an economic update from BDCC based on a report that they recently put together on the economic climate in Brattleboro. That item will be followed by a report out from the Department of Public Works on their summer work plan. Following that, the board will consider an ordinance change to the consumption of alcoholic beverages ordinance under a first reading. Finally, at the May 7th meeting, the board will consider a proposed FY25 utility fund budget. So while the general fund budget's been approved, there still is the enterprise fund budget for utilities and for the parking fund yet to go. So that is the meeting of Tuesday, May 7th. I do have a number of announcements here. The town of Brattleboro is refreshing its solid waste program, and we want to hear from you. Provide input by taking our survey, which is available online at brattleboro.gov/waste. A print version of the survey is also available at the town manager's office, the circulation desk at Brooks Memorial Library, and at the Brattleboro Senior Center. The deadline for completing the trash survey is May 17th at noon. We're also seeking applicants who can evaluate potential options for the solid waste program changes that are going to be coming up. There are four advisory groups planned with 5 to 7 members each. The groups will be meeting approximately 2 times in May, and there's a $25 stipend available for participants. For more details and background info, check out the project page at brattleboro.gov/waste. The town of Brattleboro is holding its first ever committee fair on May 29th. Beginning this summer, the Select Board will be appointing new members to the town's numerous boards and committees. This committee fair is an opportunity for you to learn how to get involved in the community, speak with current members and with town staff to find a group that interests you. The committee fair will be happening on Wednesday, May 29th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Brooks Memorial Library. The Brattleboro Police Department and Brattleboro Area Schools are hosting the Harlem Wizards. This fundraiser supports Windham County's Safe Place. Mark your calendars for May 11th to come see this exciting basketball event. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the game starts at 6 p.m. in the high school gym. Tickets are available at brattleboro.gov. The Field to Fork Community Tool Lending Library is now open for the season. A variety of gardening tools and kitchen equipment is available at Brooks Memorial Library to help you plant, weed, harvest, prune, and enjoy your outdoor spaces. Cook for crowds, try specialty gadgets, and preserve your food. Reserve tools online or browse while the shed is open. Just come on by. Visit brookslibraryvt.org for details. In celebration of Juneteenth, the town of Brattleboro is once again inviting Black artists to display and sell their work in the Municipal Center. There are multiple spaces available each day of the event, June 13th, 14th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. If you or someone you know is interested, please reach out via email at juneteenth@brattleboro.org. The deadline for submissions is June 1st, 2024. So that's what's happening in town government in Brattleboro at the Select Board level. Please reach out at townmatters@brattleboro.gov if you have any feedback. There is lots of additional information on the website, brattleboro.gov, about what is discussed at the Select Board meeting, so please check in there for agendas, reports, and backup materials. Thanks for listening, and I hope this has been helpful.